Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Fred Goddard, chief executive officer for International Datacasting. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and their ticker symbol is IDC. Thanks for joining us today, Fred.
Good afternoon, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of IDC for some of our listeners here who are new to your story.
Sure. IDC is a company that's been around for quite some time. It started off doing satellite delivery over for radio networks and was fairly early at the game of using IP protocol over satellite, and that got into an interesting data business that continues today. We cover the financial distribution for financial news distribution for Reuters, for example. More recently, IDC has been branching out into broadband distribution for video, and some of our key markets have been the distribution of movies and live content to cinemas.
Well, great. And so talk about the contract actually from today for the cinema and 3D live contract.
Well, there it is. As I mentioned, one of the market segments that we're involved in is the distribution of content, both movies and live content, and in 3D to cinemas. It's a relatively new product offering and extends the exhibitor's ability to increase their revenue base. Our role in that is providing the distribution equipment for that. For example, some recent successes we've had or opportunities we were able to enjoy some involvement. It was the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup, where we distributed that content to various cinemas around the world. That was one event that's that was got the ball rolling and helped to increase our profile in that market. We are now, by our own measure, the de facto standard for that kind of distribution, both 3D live and film distribution.
Well, great. And so what were some of the drivers behind the company's Q3 results, which were particularly strong?
Well, at the base level, I have to tell you, it's hard work, but we all know about that. Cinema was quite strong for us, digital cinema. We had a couple of announcements in the quarter and some fulfillment on. Arkiva is one of our customers that's involved in this business, as is a recent joint venture between EchoStar and Deluxe in the United States. We had some other successes in radio. I would say overall it was a general increase in the business level for our products in the market. And that together with cost-cutting programs that we've put in place in previous quarters have resulted in a much better bottom line, top line and bottom line for us. We've been very active in new product introductions, and some of the products we've debuted are now in the market and starting to show some growth, not so much in Q3, but for future quarters.
Certainly. And so do you believe that the company is pretty well positioned to capitalize on some of the emerging trends right now in the sector?
I think we are extremely well positioned in doing that. We've been working at some of these trends for some time, building up the product solution, the full solution, and it's when customer intention, money come together, and they've got and we're the obvious choice. It's a wonderful combination.
And what makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, we are to a certain extent a niche player, and we focus very, very deep in providing a solution. It distinguishes us from some of the other players for whom these particular market verticals aren't of significant interest. And you know, you can either go broad or you can go deep, and we're taking the latter approach, and with some success. it's you know, the economic uncertainty as it is out there, it's you need to know your customers, and that's one of our strengths. We're very close with our customers.
And so talk a little bit about some of the challenges. I know you alluded to that, you know, it's a tough environment sometimes, and what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, we have a number of approaches. We're currently working with some financial institutions to provide some vendor finance capability that certainly extends the reach of our products into situations that are or projects which are economically viable but require working capital financing. That's very important in this tight banking market. We've also profiled our products along a very low cost basis. We have coming up with a number of products that hit a different market segment or a different market price performance segment. So it's about flexibility, I think, in responding to different economic requirements at different in different product solutions.
Well, great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Fred, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Sure. I come from a video background more years than I want to admit to, but one of my successes was with a company called Leach Technology Corporation back in the late 90s, where I was very involved in building that company. Subsequently, it's been sold to Harris and is the core of their broadcast division. What I've been doing in IDC, and there's been a fairly reasonably dramatic transition in terms of both the board and the management team. We've changed the culture quite dramatically here in a reasonably short time period. I mentioned a restructuring earlier. It was pretty profound in terms of a focus on performance and profitability, or rather profitable growth. You know, in some circles, it becomes a different culture where people think there's a choice between growth or profit, and we're kind of exposing that myth and achieving both. And that's brought in a new era, a new management team. In fact, some people I know and some other people from within, which are rising to the occasion. So, overall, working with the board, a new board and a new management team, we're very optimistic about the future.
And speaking of which, what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the next year?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're building a base and setting a new benchmark in terms of profitability. That was something that something was missing in the past. Once we establish that, we're looking at some various strategic options, mostly in our product range, for expanding out our reach, and also we're doing reasonably well in terms of building up some capital reserves, and you know, at some point we're looking to deploy those in companies or opportunities that could complement our own business.
Certainly. And so in terms of investors and the financial community, do you believe that the IDC story and your message and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the investment community?
Well, I wouldn't be a CEO if I didn't claim we're undervalued. I appreciate that this has been a long story for shareholders, and a bit of patience is required. But our approach to that is deliver the goods, kind of understate and over deliver, and we're going to continue to do that. The board and myself have a pretty good or positive view on the future, and we're going to continue to execute along that line. So I think with markets, it takes a bit of time. It's a credibility issue, sooner or later, I think they're going to be rewarded for the patience.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Fred Goddard, CEO for International Data Casting. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is IDC. is trading at 30 cents a share. The market cap is north of 17 million. And we were just discussing the company's positive Q3 results. And so before we conclude, Fred, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I guess I'll share some of my own philosophy. A good long-term investment is one where I've got minimum downside. And you know, if you look at where we are in our balance sheet right now, I think that's certainly the case for IDC. I think there's a good future in the distribution of broadband content, and we're extremely well positioned to capitalize on that future. So I'm a shareholder, and that's that kind of puts the money where the mouth is, doesn't it?
All right. Well, that certainly does speak volumes, and we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us and update our investors on IDC.
It was my pleasure.